We've had a few stories this week. The CES show in Las Vegas, which is wrapping up today, by the way. It used to be a five-day show, but they've cut it to three. This is where all the technology is talked about and introduced and concepts and things and futuristic thinking and what have you. It is an in-person show in a lot of ways, but they're also doing a lot of online or you know, video streaming, you know, Zoom, things like that.
Right.
Which you'd think being a show like that, they probably do it pretty,
yeah, right.
Pretty easily.
They're set up for it.
Yesterday, some of the attention that was getting some of the talk was some of the continuation of body tracking apparatus, if you will.
Hmm.
Something brand new that's being introduced by a French startup, it says, is the circular ring. Isn't that like redundant?
The circular ring. Right. Yeah.
To me it is, anyway.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like it.
It is a ring that is no mere piece of jewelry, they say. It's packed with sensors capable of detecting body temperature, respiration, and so much more. The company says it wants to democratize personal health. I did not know our personal health was in danger.
I didn't know it was political.
Circular ring provides a wearer with a daily energy score. It's based on the intensity of activity, factoring in heart rate, body temperature, blood oxygen levels, and other data. Even at night, it will track the phases of sleep, such as how long it takes you to fall asleep, and if you are aligned with your circadian rhythm.
Hmm.
I know that's what I'm always concerned about.
Yeah,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Yeah, right,
is
yeah,
my
right.
circadian rhythm aligned with me right now? Keeps me awake at night. And in the morning, by the way, the circular ring will vibrate to wake you at the right time.
Hmm.
And there's even a mobile application designed to make personalized lifestyle recommendations for improving health based on data that's gathered. All that's happening with the little ring on your finger. No longer does it signify engagement, marriage, or such. Remember, didn't they have this years ago? Remember when the mood ring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We thought
yeah.
that was technology. Wow. So all that from a ring.
Hmm.
Now, there are other, you know, for years you've heard there's been other, like, hadn't there been, like, the watch, the Apple?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the watch, yes, yeah, that's right, right.
Engage somebody. So there's just other companies that are taking it to the next step. A Swiss lab is going to allow you to use your camera on your smartphone to measure your blood pressure. You place your finger over the lens on your smartphone, and it will take your blood pressure.
Mm. Oh, that cool. Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be handy.
Another company is developing algorithms that will calculate heart rate, respiratory rate, and blood pressure from selfies. Really? That's what it says.
How can it do?
I don't know. Calculate heart rate, respiratory rate, and blood pressure from selfies.
Without contacting you. Huh.
That's all it says here. It doesn't go into any more detail. There's a Japanese startup that is designing a bracelet that will continuously measure the levels of glucose in the blood. And it would spare diabetic patients needing to jab for frequent blood sugar tests. Well, there's all kinds
I'm
of other
sure
technology
they'd love
like
to have
that.
Yeah.
Right. There's other technology already doing that, but this is a bracelet, I guess, which might be different. And finally, a South Korean firm that will display, using an infrared scanner, an analysis of your stomach fat and make suggestions on how you can lose it. It will also have a device that will assess muscle mass and ways to increase it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants that? All right.
Boy.
Don't get that for anybody for Christmas or something. They'll take that the wrong way.
I was going to say, you know, that's,
or a birthday.
That's not the gift to give. And if I'm wearing it, when I'm going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, I'm taking it off. There are some people who are concerned. On a serious note, some say that experts worry that this trend of ceaselessly tracking your fitness, your steps, your time sitting, your heart rates and blood pressures and everything else, it could bring risks of stress and addiction as you get so tied to your device and so concerned about something that might be negative.
So it turned you into a hypochondriac.
Yeah. My blood pressure went up. Oh, 1-2 down. Yeah, right. My circadian rhythm is not being met. Oh, no. So others, though, say they don't think it's too much, as others say that you are able to be more informed about what's going on in your body, and therefore you can make more informed choices.
Yeah. All right. I suppose.
I'd like to...
That's what people need.
I need to talk to, like, the medical community.
Do you leave all that stuff behind when you go on vacation?
Yeah.
I hope.
Don't take this with you.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, do people go to the doctors now and say, doctor, I've already analyzed myself. Here's what all my devices say. I've got this, little, this, this, and this.
I guess a little bit. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know the people who take their own blood pressure at home. You know, they do that, and they can, you know, they chart it, and that way they can report it whenever they have to see the doctor again. So I suppose.
And people who do have to have those concerns.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. That'd be helpful in those cases.
Practical applications.
Yeah, practical, right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like anything, you don't want to go overboard, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
So this is, yeah, this is like the Fitbit on speed or something.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. That was what I was trying to think
well,
of.
Well, at
yes.
least we don't have to walk around with a bag full of devices that they're putting it all into your phone and putting yeah. it in apps.
Yeah, your phone, your apps, a ring. It's getting smaller all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say anything here about the only I can tell you the price on the ring, which it says here it's going to retail about $340 when it hits the market later this year. The other things I mentioned, they make no references to pricing and whether or not maybe they're just conceptual. Because a lot of these things on display at the CES are concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whether
right.
they become reality or not is another question.
Whew. Okay.
I tell you, that's a lot of stuff going on. Remember when all we used to do was take our temperature?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's the way we gauged our health.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, well, your temperature's fine. You're okay.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. It's so much more than that.
Yep.